All right, everyone. So today we're diving into goblins. It seems like everyone is talking about goblins these days.
It's definitely having a moment.
It really is. So naturally, people are going to be, well, they're going to want to make sure that they're doing everything right, protecting themselves.
Absolutely. Especially with anything new in the crypto space, it's
Yes.
smart to be cautious.
Exactly. And one area where we've seen, well, frankly, a lot of scams popping up is on WhatsApp.
Yeah, and that's tricky because people tend to let their guard down in what feels like, a more casual private setting.
Right, like it's, oh, this is a more personal kind of thing.
Exactly. And scammers just, they love that.
So today we're doing a deep dive on how to spot and avoid goblin scams, specifically on WhatsApp. We're going to be looking at a post from goblins.cash called WhatsApp Support Scams: How to Identify and Avoid Them. You with me?
Let's do it.
Okay, so first things first, and this is a big one, goblins will never contact you through WhatsApp, like ever.
Yeah, this is huge. And they actually emphasize this repeatedly in all their official materials. Like, if you're ever contacted by someone claiming to be goblin support on WhatsApp, it's a scam. End of story.
No doubt about it. And it's easy to get caught up, right? Imagine thinking you've got this like secret line to a goblin's support agent.
Oh, totally. Offer you some kind of exclusive deal or
He's
something.
saying score, but it's like not the good kind of goblin, you know?
Not at all. And the thing is, with goblins, there is no central authority. It's decentralized, right?
Yeah.
So there's no customer service hotline, no magic email
It's
address.
like the Wild West out there.
In a way, yeah, but that's by design, and it's actually a big part of what makes goblins secure.
So, bottom line, stick to official channels: website, verified social media, email for anything goblins.
And really, this advice applies across the board. Always double check the source, especially if someone's asking for personal information or like pushing you to click a link.
Oh yeah, those links can be super sketchy. It's like, am I clicking on a treasure chest or am I unleashing a digital kraken?
Right. So be wary of anything that feels off, unsolicited messages, especially about account problems you don't have, or those too good to be true opportunities, major red flags.
Oh, and that whole act now pressure tactic, instant nope.
Every time. And please, please, for the love of all that is good, never give out your passwords or private keys to anyone. It's like leaving your front door wide open with a sign that says, "Take all my stuff."
Okay, so we've talked about what to watch out for. What's goblins actually doing about this? Because they're not exactly helpless here.
No, they're not. And this is what I think is really cool. They've gone all in on community engagement as a defense mechanism.
It's true, they're practically begging you to join the club.
Exactly. They want you in those forums, following their social media, chatting it up with other goblin fans. It's like a giant neighborhood watch program.
I love that analogy because it really is about looking out for each other, sharing information, calling out suspicious activity.
Exactly. The more informed and connected the community is, the harder it becomes for scammers to operate.
And of course, never underestimate the power of a good two-factor authentication. It's simple, but so
It's
effective.
like the digital equivalent of, having a lock on your door. It's not foolproof, but it adds a significant layer of protection.
Okay, so to wrap this up, the main takeaway here is simple. If something feels off, it probably is. Trust your instincts, be cautious, and stay informed.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to ask questions, double-check information, and remember, these tips, they apply beyond goblins. Being cautious and informed is just good practice in any online space.
So true. Okay, so here's a final thought for you to ponder. Goblins is putting a lot of faith in its community to combat scams. Do you think this decentralized approach, this reliance on the community, is more or less secure than traditional platforms with those centralized security teams?
Definitely something to think about.
It is. It'll be interesting to see how this all evolves. Until next time, stay vigilant out there, folks.